Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet sounds of the 60s.
And welcome, everyone. We want to thank all of you that have tuned in today to Psychics Gone Wild. You know who I am. This is Psychic Jethro, and I want to welcome all of you friends and family. Today's a very special night here for those of you who are honored to have the guests that we've got. And I want to start out first with the really good music that we got to hear tonight. Those of you who were teasing me, we got a little bit of Brooke, Gary Wimmer's wonderful lady's voice, and Since I Fell for You, followed by Wild One by Sahara, a good friend of ours. And then we did Ben Sound with the music of energy. So I want to welcome all of you that are tuning in to the 773-897-6461 phone number. And thank all of you friends in Sedona and other places that are already tuning in. I can see a lot of you, Virginia, Florida friends. Welcome. This is going to be a great show. For those of you that are a little on the edge of your seat going, what's happening? We are having the most phenomenal people. I'm going to tell you, I have two wonderful guests. We have Lynn and Robert, and that's Lynn Andrews and Robert Taylor. And a lot of you already know, I've got people writing in, and I want you to do that. Please continue to do, because we're going to give away a wonderful set of Sacred Vision Oracle cards that are Lynn Andrews and Robert Taylor's work, and one of the most gifted ways of reading, with the 128-page book and 29 cards. You're going to be able to do what the Shaman of the Light does, be able to read that light out. I have people writing in here, and I want to take just a second to you. Just relax, sit back, give me just a second here as all of you are talking about what you're going to have. We're going to be working with the wonderful, phenomenal two individuals here in just a second. And so I want to go ahead and handle with this with you, that the first things that we've got going on is are going to bring in our wonderful guest, and then we'll go ahead and take it. Those of you tuning in, we've got Lynn Andrews, who's the New York Times internationally best-selling author. We all know her from the Medicine Woman series. The chronicles are 3 decades of study and work with the shaman healers. Her study of the Way of the Sacred, you know, began with Agnes Whistling Elk and Ruby Plenty Chief, and working with Native American healers in northern Canada. We're going to go ahead and say hello. How are you doing, Lynn?
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Jethro. How lovely to be on your show.
Where does it one's honor? We've got people laughing. You've got all these really attractive pictures of you. We got them teasing me. They go, Lynn, you know, you're out there in the public, but I don't think you ever, it just seems like you just get more beautiful is what I was supposed to tell you. We've got friends here writing it. They're going, Lynn, it's just an honor to see you. And those of you, go to lynnandrews.com to see her. And we've got another phenomenal person over here. Those of you know, this is a self-taught artist. He has influenced many friends, relatives. We're talking a very spiritual man who's worked at his artwork has been in the Los Angeles International Contemporary Art Fair, the Red Earth Festival, to name a few, and the Smithsonian Institute, Washington, D.C., you guys, where I was. And I want to thank all of you because you've been putting in such a beautiful, looking on the page there with Robert Taylor's Native American page. You can see it there. This is just phenomenal work, you know, and I want you guys to take and let, you know, him know the Robert Taylor collection is what, you know, we've got looking at. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Jethro.
Well, I'm so excited. We've got a lot of friends writing in, and they're going to go, we want to know more. And that's the reason we had you guys call into Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to let them talk to you so you get to know them and know the two beautiful people that put these together. Your work is just phenomenal, Robert. And, you know, obviously, you know, with our sacredness of Lynn and the work, how did you two get together? I mean, tell me about this, you know. Tell me how this path came to be, please.
Well, it actually came to be in Santa Fe. We met in a gallery, that I was affiliated with and having a show, and Lynn came in, and we got to knowing each other. She frequented that gallery quite often, and then she started the more conversation we had, and I already was aware who she was, and the more we got to talking, the more we saw that we saw a lot of the world through the same eyes in a lot of ways. And then about 3 years ago, Lynn walked into the gallery and approached me about this project. And we worked diligently on it for about 2.5 years.
And we're so blessed to have it in our life. You know, I've got a question here. You know, your artwork is phenomenal. There's spirit and soul here in the work. And, you know, we give a little bit of a taste. Robert, you know, you obviously are gifted in putting together such a beauty of work. Can we find out? I know you have Native American also, but is this your way and journey? Are you a secret rabbit man? Tell me what's going on here, Robert. How come you have such a way of putting the spiritual work on art? You know, I'm a blunt man.
Well, I appreciate that thought. The truth of it is I was basically raised with the concept that every human being is an artist, and it's just whatever your passion is where your art comes out. I was raised in Oklahoma, and I was right in the middle of the mixing bowl of we have 39 tribes here. And it just was the perfect mix and match for things get my whole concept of the world. My grandfather was the man who raised me. He had a third grade education, but he is the smartest man I ever knew. And he basically gave me the way of seeing the world. And I'll never forget sitting in the barn. He'd say, if he said it once, he said it 1,000 times. The universe will unfold the way it is intended. And I have followed that guideline and found that to be pretty true. And then my journey coming upon Lynn was quite a blessing. I've been graced with a lot of great souls on my journey.
And Lynn, our phenomenal Lynn. I mean, you know, New York Times, internationally best-selling author of the Medicine Woman series. You know, we were talking here with your chronicles of work. A lot of us know you as a shaman, healer, mystic. We've got people writing. They're going, you know, we just found out that if you go on lynnandrews.com, she also will get in on a newsletter. So we've got a lot of you fans. Go over there, get in this, you know, talk to them, let them know. You know, make sure you're checking out Robert Taylor's. Lynn, we've got a lot of people asking here. As you've done us through the years, we want to really know what Lynn Andrews thinks of the way. We've had so many things happening with our people and things happening on the reservation with pipeline and things. What does Lynn think is coming for the times ahead? I really want to know.
Well, I think that we're at a time of huge possibilities, if we can just see that. I see a lot of chaos and difficulty in the world. But truly, I think that we're going through a kind of cleansing. And I think the native peoples of this earth, native peoples, the first people, are going through a healing of a kind. And I think that it is going to be an exquisite period of time coming up probably during our lifetime. And it's a very exciting vision, I think. The question is no longer how did we get here and why, but where do we go now? Where do we go and how do we get there? And we're placed on the path of life to experience, interact with, and be challenged by its dangers. And we certainly are experiencing that at the moment. But paradise is not a place, but a state of mind. We must heed the advice to stop and smell the roses, for it is possible that in our fervor to search for the elusive, we sacrifice our Garden of Eden for one tree. It is not so much in what you see, but the way in which you see it. And I think that's what's changing at the moment is the consciousness. I think people are finally realizing that you have to learn about consciousness. You have to respect this extraordinary mystery of a body that we have and love your body. And as you love your own body, you begin to love others and the animals. And all of a sudden, you forget about being abusive. And you grow to a finer existence. It's almost as if we're flying above our life. Don't you think, Jethro, at this time?
I do, and I love that.
Unaware. Lynn. Yeah, we're unaware of our true reality. And
you know, we were talking about our vision here. Look at that, Lynn. You know, we look and we see with it, and it is that concept. We've got to go back to Mother Earth again. And I hope I didn't offend you. I'm so honored to have you here. We're not in Sedona, we're out here. I just feel so good with you that, you know, you were talking about the seals with the sisters and the working together, and you know, the things that your basic books. Those of you who are getting to the trilogy, we got some younger group who are going, these are phenomenal books. They're just turning on to Lynn Andrews. You guys are going to be tuned on for a while. So grab hold of those books. There's a beautiful series.
We got a lady asking me about 20.
20, oh, I believe it. Star Woman, for those of you. My favorite is Crystal Woman. I like Wind Horse Woman. I'm so excited about it that I'm just glad that Jethro and Lynn are together, and this is going to get wild with this Native American. Okay, I love you guys. With my Blackfoot grandfather, I want to thank all of you that have brought this honor to me. We've got even more because you guys are tuning in. Robert also has a beautiful way, and I know you guys are getting excited here about the fact of the artist work. One thing really phenomenal, and I'm going to be real blunt with you, Robert Taylor, you take every race, creed, and you do them. This is something that I've always honored about different individuals. They'll find one specimen or one way, and that's their beautiful of it. You have some work here from all race, creed, and everything. Talk to me. Is it coming from the soul, or is this your guide? Help me. What totem's going on here with Robert?
It's I would have to say it's my soul and the guide to my soul. I guess is that once again, we're back to I was raised. I mean, we're all one tribe. We're different clans, but we're one tribe. And I've spent my whole career with my art. And like you said, I borrow from every culture. because to me there is only one culture, and it's the human culture. And it just we have varied clans, but we all have the same aspirations, fears, desires. We express them differently. And with my art, I try to use symbols, which become my words, versus Lynn's written word. And we work together in trying to put out a concept or a thought. And what I basically say is that I build a door. And if I decorate it really well, you'll stop, look at that door, and open it up. And where it takes you, that's art. And where it takes, and it's someplace I can't go. All art's a collaboration, just like Lynn's art's a collaboration. You have to read her words for it to become art. And when you get to, when it takes you someplace, I like to just basically say, after meeting Lynn, it takes you to a room, and everybody is going there. And you want to turn on the lights, and Lynn is there to help you find the light switch.
I love it. I remember when, and going to the bookstore, you know, and when her books were coming out, and it was like the most excitement was when they were letting us know that, you know, one of her books was being released. And I love what you just said. It's going the journey. For those of you know, this is Psychic Jethro. We're here. We're having fun. I was very honored today to have Lynn Andrews and Robert Taylor, and we're working and talking to you individuals here to get out a really phenomenal gift. It's called the Sacred Vision Oracle Cards by Lynn Andrews and Robert Taylor. You guys, I have a lot of you writing in, checking it out. Go on the site, you can see it right there. I know a couple of you want to order that. Do that. That's what it's here for. This is a beautiful thing. You know, we talk about, you know, shaman means the word one who sees in the dark. You know, you can tap into your inner shaman through the darkness with your life with these cards. Lynn, we've got so many people here. They're asking me, Lynn, is there not something that you haven't touched? We talked about him with the helping with all the types of individuals. You are a healer, you're a worker, you're out there power. You have my respect. I feel honored to even listen to you. I know that you've worked like in Egypt, Peru, Ireland. Lynn, anything, a word of wisdom for me that can help me? This is Shauna, one of our younger students. She's feeling that just being here, she says that. She goes, yeah, you wrote over 21 books. She's like all excited. Okay, Shauna. Any words of wisdom, Lynn,
Shauna,
for the new younger ladies?
Oh, absolutely. And Shauna, thank you for being there. I think I drew a card just now, and these cards are enormously healing. They're really quite something. And the name of the card is When You Are Down, Look Up. And it's a beautiful, the painting is beautiful. I call it passion. So I would say to you is take time, Shauna, to appreciate and enjoy the sweetness of your life. Light the fires of passion in your belly and in your heart. When you are down, you may have to look up for inspirations. You may have to look at your life in a new way and make some sacrifices to gain the treasures that are truly waiting for you. Is there something, Shauna, that is holding you back in some way?
She is saying that her father has been having some health issues and that she's not certain what to do. She is of age to leave home, but she's not certain when her father wants to go her path, she's not ready to leave. So she's saying that her father's having some health things and she's...
Yeah, Shauna, I understand that. And you have to understand in life that we all have a songline and we all have a story. And each story is different. Your story is not part of your father's story and vice versa. However, when we have children, we tend to think that we own them. You know, we take care of them, of course. We have responsibility, absolutely. And you have a responsibility for your dad. Just remember that in your soul, he has his song, his story. And maybe it would be a wonderful experience for you to give him a chance to talk about his story. Remember that in the darkest night that you have, you can see the most stars. And maybe, perhaps, he will help you see that.
Thank you. She's saying thank you very much. We're going to grab the phones. You guys, don't get wild. You're going to get some readings here. We're getting wound up. Me and Lynn are getting ready to dance. We've got Robert here with us. It's going to be a good old time. So those of you tuning in, be ready. You know, I love this. This is what the good old family is. You know, we were talking earlier a little bit. Those of you who know with the Native American, we like to sit around the fire and we like to talk. We do love to eat. Don't tease us, but it is one of our things. You come and we're going to feed you. So, you know, Robert, we've been telling this, right? You know, and Lynn, let out the secret. I wish I could share some really good food with you. Those of you tuning in, I want to thank you the most. We still have people teasing about my mom and the way. One thing I love about my mother, those of you know from the Rocky Mountains and in Wyoming, is we still have people today asking for recipes. And I want to tease a couple of you. You're going to have to really talk with those sisters of mine. My mom had everything in her head. It was a pinch here and a grab there and a thing there. And I think that was what made the love and the magic of the food some of you are writing to me about. And I love you guys when you always do this. You get me very honored. And I want to thank all of you. Because this shows us what we're doing here. So you guys sat back. That's what came the wild. Those of you know what psychics wild. I was a psychic in the Rocky Mountains, and my mom always told me I was the wild one because I was long-haired, wild-haired, and running around being wild like a kid. So I want you guys to tune in just a little bit to those of you tuning on when we come in. We're going to go ahead and ask you to give me your name over the radio so we have permission to read you. And then we're going to go ahead and we'll have if Lynn's honored to pick you a card, and I will pick up a little information for you. Because of limited time, we have a lot of people. Those of you that are tuning in the 773-897-6461 number, you're being shifted over, but we're going to keep you listening in, and just definitely you'll get in. We're going to read a few of you, and what we can read as many as we can, make sure you hang on. And those of you who know through the other connections, just hang on to that phone because you'll do it. If you hear a second, we're right here with you. And then we're going to take a minute and listen to some beautiful Gary Wimmer music and take a little bit of a break for those of you. I have some Tease Me Jethro, You Got Me Hungry Already. I'd like an Indian taco, and my sister's here is telling me that if I'm really lucky, I might get to have a whole dessert tonight. I love when your show comes on because it's fun here in Riverton. Thank you. I love you in Riverton, brother away. We've got the things going, all of you, that we love to have. Let's take a few minutes here, and we've got Robert Taylor and Lynn Andrews. I know you guys are excited, and let's grab the phone. The first phone that's coming up that we're going to go in order because we have to be fair is 703. Can you hear me, 703? Okay, we got. They may be out having a taco right now. Let's go ahead and grab the next one. We got 209. You know they get hungry. I know that's a Virginia number. You Virginians up there, I loved you. I was there. You're probably eating now. 209. How are you doing tonight?
Jethro, Pamela, how are you?
Oh, my God, this is my school friend. I love you, Pamela. We've got all these people, and you always get in. Did you know I'm out here in California now?
No, I was surprised at the time. I was like, wait, what? Awesome.
What do you think of our guests? You know, we how much of us in Wyoming would give our eye teeth? We got the radio with Lynn Andrews and Robert Taylor, like the phenomenal artist from, you know, Cherokee Crow. This man has worked with various cultures, yeah, of Blackfeet, of our the way. What do you want to ask her, Pam?
Oh, no, yeah, it's amazing. I don't have anything in particular, just, I guess, something in general. Just if you don't want to draw a card.
Oh, this would be Lynn. You need to have Lynn draw on this. I always bow to beauty and expertise. So in this case, you're going to get both of them on the other side.
Oh, Pamela, hi.
Hi.
And hi, honey. I don't know if you have worked with an oracle before. Have you in the cards and so forth?
No.
Well, you know, they're wonderful because they inspire and support the power that resides within you that perhaps has not yet been given life. It is something that draws you back into harmony and sacredness, both within yourself and within your own environment. And I think you would do very well with these cards if you wanted to share them with your friends and so forth. I just see you having quite an ability
definitely
to do
okay
that. And
I just like to
yeah
interject because what Lynn's saying, it's what I feel that these cards really, Lynn just hit it right there. I think the best way to sum it up is they really help one to learn to channel the energy that we all have within us. And I like earlier when you were talking about in the darkest night, We see the most stars. And we have to remember darkness is the norm, and it's those brief moments of light. That's
mm-hmm.
why we call it enlightenment, that gives us that beauty. And I believe that through visual art that it can help take you there. And Lynn has such a good, just masterful way of laying it out there in a poetic form to help you just to harness with what you already have.
Okay.
That's what I think what these cards are there for.
You know, I think, you look at these beautiful paintings that Robert has done, and you look at each card has a different painting on it, very native in feel and in symbols and in its beauty. And if you look at them carefully and take a real good look at the painting, and then you turn over the card and you read the teaching, and they correspond with each other. So you're not just reading something, you're seeing
mm-hmm.
it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you read it out loud to somebody, then you're hearing it at the same time as well.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Okay.
Pam,
I hope
they're telling me something
them,
here with
sweetie.
You. We love
okay.
that. Thank you for tuning in. We love it. This is those of you tuning in, we're the Wyomingites. We're laughing. There's a few of us out there. We were born and raised in Wyoming. We went to school together. we were the blonde kids and all the Indian kids. We loved it. It was the most fun. You know, it's like to be different, to be cool. I took after my dad's heritage, and Pam's just a phenomenal friend. I love you, Pam.
I love you too.
Thank you. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Going Wild with Psychic Jethro. We're working here. You know, I'm part Native American Indian, and I got to tease a couple of you guys. We have people writing in a lot. I can multiple tasks, but you got to be fair. Call the 773-897-6461. I've realized, Lynn, you've got a lot of people that are loving these cards. They're just amazed at what Robert Taylor's done and what we're going to look at, and we're going to grab the phones here for a couple of more of you and get a little bit more of a reading. I'm going to take just a minute here and just relax. We've got Daniela has sent me her aura picture. I can tell you some of the things you've got to do, Daniela. You've got to speak your truth. Your blue chakra is being held. You've got something here that's going on, and I feel that you know, confidentially, I'm glad you did it this way so it's not over the air, and that's part of why you're nervous, but honey, you got to speak out. And what's going to happen here for you, and when looking at your aura, is you need to be honest with your man. You know, you've been together, you said, for 4 years. You're talking here. I can see that, yeah, there's sadness. We've got to sit down and speak the way a respectable, honorable man or woman in a relationship come together in communication. You can get through anything, but you've got to speak first. And so the other thing I see for you is I do see some really good work coming for you, but I feel like you need to try a different area. I don't feel you're happy in the customer service. I think you need to try maybe numbers or something in that area and give it a chance. You know, try something new would be good for you, Daniela. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. We're going to get wilder than wild. I know all of you are going here. We have the most best individuals tonight, guests Lynn Andrews and Robert Taylor, and I've got a lot of you wanting to make sure that you get in. We've got quite a few calls. We're going to grab that phone here in just a minute. And for those of you new to the show, what we do is we're a little wild, we're a little eccentric. We bring you the best of the best. Those of you tuning in, you know, if you were to go over to Lynn Andrews' site, you can also study with Lynn. There's Mystery School, Kindred Spirits Program, online courses, video workshops. She also does teaching of the Sisterhood of the Shield. So they are out there. I want to tease you, students of mine, I'm glad to see all of you guys here because I'm just so honored to have one of our elders. We share the wealth. That's what I love about Native American. The more, the merrier. The power's there for everyone. It's like a sun dance. You wouldn't have a good sun dance if there was just a few of us showed up. Get everybody up, right? So, you know, I'm just so honored, Lynn. I just feel so good. I'm like a little kid. And Robert, this is the first time I've gotten to meet you, but I've been seeing your artwork since they first told me you were on the show, and I feel such a kindred spirit to your work. It rings and resonates to me, the beauty of showing people in their true, you know, the spirit of the power. I'm just very honored.
Well, thank you. It's my honor.
We love all of you guys tuning in, and this is Jethro. We're going to grab some more things to work on. I have a couple of them say, Jethro, we're going to get to have that break to eat. We're going to give you that few minutes. You know how you guys got a few minutes? Grab a little water, take just a minute here, and then we'll be right back for the second half of the show. We've got 805-367. We've got 628. 239. You're definitely in the queue, 315. All of you guys are going on down the list. We're hanging in here because you never know. Those of you who are still going to do it, we're going to be giving those cards away. But you do need to, you know, and there's always something. What I need you to do is I need you to go to psychicjethro.com and tell me you've experienced something here. It can be whatever. You can tell me you experienced a bellyache if you had a bad day. I don't care, but you've got to tell me you experienced something spiritually from listening to us tonight. And then I am psychic and never share, but you have to put in your information because I love you guys. If I have an email or phone number, I'll contact you because I'm going to send you a physical deck. This is an actual deck of cards. Those of you who looked on Facebook, I did a video earlier. Thank you guys for teasing me. That's how I do my hair. I like it standing up, but yes, that is what we do. So I'm going to go ahead and listen to that music. And Robert and Lynn, please don't go anywhere. We'll take just a few minutes and give these guys a chance to have a snack, and we'll be back for the second half of Psychic's Gone Wild.
Sweet sounds of the 60s.
And we want to welcome those of you tuning in. We're right back here where we started with the fun and the great show tonight. This is Psychic Jethro, and I love all of it. That was Gary Wimmer, our brother in Texas there, doing one of his phenomenal songs, Since I Fell For You. And I should say, you all know that he is a very strong musician and actor and has done really well for the Psyche Scunwell trivia. Those of you got to remember, Gary was the gentleman. He actually played a very scary character. And Patty Negri, we love you. Jan Bachdrake, our totem reader. We've got a lot of individuals here just to talk of and be honored. But tonight, we're really glad to, and fortunate to have them. We're going to be able to grab a few more phones. I've got all of you guys telling me the phones are a lot better now. See, I worked my magic on it. While you guys were listening to music, I went over here and plugged in the old teletype so I could get up on the pole here and get this thing to work. But we have the phenomenal Lynn Anders, New York Times and internationally best-selling author of the Medicine Woman series, and the phenomenal artist that is working with her for Sacred Vision of Oracle Cards, Robert Taylor. How are you doing, Robert and Lynn?
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Jethro.
Very good.
You're great fun.
Thank you, and I love you guys, and we're getting winding down here a little bit. We've got a lot of them tuning in to PsychicJethro.com, and we're trying to get people to put in. I want you guys to make sure you go over and check out LynnAnders.com, and we've also got, for those of you, you can look in the room and get it. It's www.nativesofamerican.com artist, Robert Taylor. I want you checking these guys out. Lynn's got a radio show too, and what I love about Lynn, I feel so honored, is through the years of just seeing, you're still Lynn. I mean, those of you who, I know you guys know that I've been in Sedona, I've lived in Garden of the Gods, I've walked my path, and I feel very honored. But one thing I love about Lynn, it doesn't matter if you see her in Los Angeles, it doesn't matter if you see her in Peru, she's Lynn. You know, she stays in her space, and she's an honored individual, and I just want all of you guys to know that I just feel so honored, and especially, they're teasing me, going, Jethro, you're a little bit nervous tonight, and I am, because I'll tell you the really excellent thing is these cards are working with a power. You know, the best selling, with the work of it, with the power deck. Tell us a little bit, Lynn, you were saying about how they work. You know, and I know that there's different energies and vibrations that come from each of these cards. How are you able to do these for a long amount of time, or these are the power ones that you bring out on those nights where it's sacred?
Well, as you know, every night is sacred, but special ceremonies, yes. But I must say that everybody needs to learn or remember how to pray. A short prayer, when you go out in the morning to your job, taking your kids to school, whatever it is that you do in the morning, set this deck somewhere so that you can pull a card, maybe on your altar or wherever you have, even in front of your coffee or your tea, pull a card for the day. And maybe you'll pull something that you haven't thought of before. Maybe a card that says, life is a journey surrounded by a veil of uncertainty, its path stretched elusively before you. As you live your journey, it is your faith in spirit that is the catalyst and the torch that moves you forward and lights the way. Fortunately, spirit lives in all of us. And so what this card is telling you is that the Pathfinder Shaman walks the trail before you, lending his hand in the form of extraordinary symbols. But this shaman may be frightening at first because you're not sure of what he's presenting to you. But what is it that she's carrying across? If that doesn't resonate, what would? Perhaps a lightning bolt or a beautiful clay pot. What are your symbols? What is the central tree or post of your foundation? If you just read that before you go out for your day, you might have a different point of view. We get so curled up inside of our troubles and our difficulties that we forget that there is prayer and that the Great Spirit is within us and we are within the Great Spirit. So pulling a card or doing a pattern. You know, in the book about the cards, there's a pattern, several different things you can do with them. And you can put them around the sacred wheel in different ways that give you extraordinary information. And I think, Jethro, you and I have talked about before that one of the great things that is lacking in our world today is the aesthetic, the abstract. And we need to, can you believe it, learn how to understand aesthetics and beauty, for heaven's sake. We're not taught how to look at a piece of architecture or how to listen to music really, how to understand the heartbeat of Mother Earth or the joining, the putting together of colors and form. I mean, what a magical world we live in. And we're moving it more and more into the tiny little knot of technology. And nothing is wrong with technology, but you've got to have this other abstract world around you or you begin to lose the truth. You just don't see it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do. And those of you tuned in, we're talking here the theories of being within it. You've got to keep yourself, you know, we're talking about the grounded, the prayers, the work, the basics, these things. I had a friend tell me that they go, Jethro, you know, you were in Sedona, you were up early doing it. Being in the space is not enough. Like she was just saying, you've got to be able to do your work. You've got to take your time for yourself, you know. So you've, and we're, me and Lynn have been on this before. We were just saying, and those of you who we help you, you know, to take this path up is, it's worth it because you always are giving and getting, but you've got to take that step. We've got a lot of people writing like, Lynn, we love it. You and Jethro get on here. You get intense and your friend is very unique. I looked at some things here. He's also had, some really strong philosophy of art. I looked and saw that he was in the Oklahoma Indian Art Gallery. Apologize there for my speech. And they're going, Robert, what do you think? We're getting intense here. We're getting ready to ride that wagon of intensity here. Are you ready? How you doing?
Well, I actually think going along with the exact same thing Lynn was talking about is what I hope that the cards actually help with anybody who uses them, is that at any point in life to move forward, you have to move from that being an observer to participant. And hopefully these cards are the thing that gives you that impetus to move, to tap into the energy to move forward with whatever is going on your journey. And it always helps to know that you're not alone on a journey, that people are on the same parallel path. Some people are on the same path. They're moving at different speeds. But there are that's back to that, what I believe in is the tribalism that we all feel deep in our DNA, that we are one tribe, and that we just need to learn to tap in to that energy level to have a little bit of clarity of vision.
Boy, isn't that the truth, Robert?
It is, Robert. Bless you. And they said, the ones that are telling me here, they're going, you two, I'm hearing this on my radio, and I'm feeling things happening. My animals are taking a heed. I've got to tell you that this must be a very solemn, strong individuals that are working the light. I'm so glad to have met you, Anthony, up in Lander, Wyoming. Thank you guys that are tuning in. We love you guys tuning in, and just keep doing it. We're going to be here, you know, honored and respect. We're going to take a few minutes here. Those of you who know over here for Lorena and her son Chaz, he's going to be going into surgery tomorrow. So those of you who know with the Missouri and the family in the way, take a minute here for Lorena and say, you know, just a minute of we put our light and prayer together and we put that positive intent that Chaz has a positive, good situation there. He's going to have a little bit of surgery done, you know, and as all you parents know, when that happens, that child becomes your main focus. We want to also pray for those parents, that the strength that they are there to be able to have the family and the light and be able to take it easy and rest, and that they're ready to be there for that you know, young man. All of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro with Lynn Andrews and Robert Taylor. Lynn, you know, we were talking about your 22 books, and I love what you were just talking about how we've got to get this going. You always give us so much inspiration when you come in. We had a lady here asking about the book of with the menopause, and is it The Woman at the Edge? I'm trying to. You're going to get in trouble with you, but I can't.
It's called Woman at the Edge of Two Worlds, and it's the sake of the spiritual journey of menopause. And then there's a workbook that goes with it. I mean, you have to. It's sold separately, and it's wonderful. When I hit that wonderful age, and everybody had wonderful things to tell me in a hushed voice. Oh, you're going into menopause. Oh, my God, you're over the hill. Oh, boy, you better cut your hair short and move to a little spiritual village and leave your husband and forget. and start trying to find yourself. And, oh, my God. And I'd go to the doctor and I'd try and talk about estrogen and Provera and all these different things that I was supposed to take, and I would get just the slightest information. And a lot has changed since I wrote that book. But I was, you know, I always laugh at myself and laugh at situations, and I just laughed hysterically. The darndest things would happen to me. You know, I had a new boyfriend, and I had a swimming pool, and I was wearing a little estrogen patch on my hip. And we're swimming around in the pool, and I'm trying to be beautiful and divine. And all of a sudden, this little thing goes floating by between us. And he says, oh, what is that? And I said, oh, it's just my estrogen patch. Oh, God. I mean, funniest things happened. I mean, you just have to laugh. And since then, a great deal of work has been done.
Lynn, as beautiful as you are, no matter what patch went by, it's going to look beautiful because it was yours. You're just a knockout. We love you, and I love your soul. And you and I know with the light, you know, we had people asking me, they go, Jester, we were looking at the power. I can't believe that. We got a big upheaval when they found out you went through menopause. You told on yourself. See, that's the thing when you come into the path. You can be honest with yourself. You want to be aged. See, this is something I've been trying to work with you. Some of the individuals that were worried or apprehensive, you want to be gracefully aged because it is a part of knowledge. It's an elder. And I used to, my mom would tease me in the way. She goes, you want to be glad you got that way. We let you get that far, you know, and we would laugh. They were no harm intent, but that's what Lynn was saying. You learn to laugh and joke and take on the light. Lynn was just talking to you ladies about that, and you got me. I want to tease you, Anna, because I did not know that one. I thought I'd read a lot of her books, but I didn't do the menopause. I, you know, as a male, I'm not having to work with that a lot, but you never know. I mean, the week's young with some of the friends I've got, so we'll always look at helping it. I got people teasing me. They said there was some work about, is love and a power about getting a man? I really want a man, Lynn, and I'm in my 30s, and nobody seems to want to date me because I'm outspoken. I've listened to you tonight, and you don't seem to be shy. How come all the shy girls get the guys, Lynn? That's what she's writing as Rebecca. She wants to know how to get a guy. It's pretty being outspoken. She wants to know how you did it.
Oh, golly. Well, you know, I wrote a book called Love and Power, and that book is about how to balance the love in your life with the power that you empower yourself with. You know, people who, let's just say someone who is running a company or has a law practice or is a doctor or is, you know, running a sweat lodge or whatever, they have a certain amount of power. And how do they stay lovable? You know, most people think if you stick your head above the crowd that nobody will love you. And it's true for people who have not taken their power. But for people who have, it's a welcoming community. Do you know what I mean, Jethro?
Yeah. I do, and I love you, for Lynn. You know, that's something, and those of you tuning in, we're talking about, you know, real issues. I've got so many people who are very emotional. I want to thank all of you because, yes, we're talking about taking that power in, being in your space, being who you are, saying and doing what you are, and that's what makes it happy. Those of you who are laughing, it's been a couple of years. It has, and me and Lynn, that's why. See, they told me last time we blew the circuits out of this place, and now we got Robert. See, Robert's got the magic of the creativity and all of his flow. He's got some very strong Native American behind him, Blackfeet, Cherokee, Crow, Asai, Scottish, and Black Dutch ancestors. So what we're doing is we're giving it to you, all of it. So those of you who are standing in your power, that's why you're feeling the energy you're feeling. We've got people writing, they're like, Jethro, there's a strength here. And I go, we have a shaman woman in the group. We have a man who's a phenomenal artist, and with my way, I feel honored as a man of power and light. We're sending out blessings to all of you. You know, you ask in Matthew 17 and you shall receive. And this is something I always loved. Those of you know with my Native American heritage, I didn't share it, something I want to share a little bit. My grandfather always walked and carried the Bible. One of the things I love most beautiful about our Laramie Peaks Ranch, and my grandfather worked it from the bottom up. That was the most respect. Back with cattle country, my grandfather, you all know, was a sheep rancher. But I loved about it. And what was really respectful about it is all of that acreage and all of that land was for the blessings of it working together. We, you know, we treated everything from the bald eagle down to, you know, the animals. Everything was treated with respect out there. And you, those of you tuning in, that's what we're talking about. You stay in your energy and power. We were discussing that my grandfather was the reason for Christmas, and those of my families tuned in were laughing because he would always come in, and he couldn't wait till Christmas Day. He was the biggest kid of all of us. And we knew, you know, as you got older, that Santa was actually Grandpa. But Grandpa would put on those bells and do it. And to this day, that standing in power is that magic of having like a holiday or an energy. You know it. You welcome it. So each day you face it with a breathless way of going in. And that's what, you know, Lynn does for us and Robert's artwork. And we're going to grab the phones. I know you guys are going, Jethro, you're taking all the time with them. I can't help it. I love them, and I'm going to keep them. 805, they're live, 805.
Oh, thank you, Jethro. Hello, everyone. This is Donna.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Welcome, Donnie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my question is, I can hear the spirits, and I can see them, but I can't make it happen. It just happens on its own. But my mom came through, and she's been on the other side now for 30 years, and she said I was going to be rewarded. So she was telling me something, and, you know, I'd like to find a husband, I'd like more money, I'd like a different lifestyle, so I just want to know what you were picking up.
Oh, my gosh. I certainly see that you have a lot of light that you're holding so close to your body. Don't you see that, Jethro?
I do see that, and I feel that held, something's healing within her to be ready, and I feel that that's what the light is. Don't you feel it? It feels like mm-hmm. it's down in the side there, and I feel that your mom, the reason your mom came back, you know, moms can feel from the other side. They always laugh that, you know, you can't get away from over there. They become elders over there with you, and she's telling me,
yeah.
Mom, that she feels it, you know, she feels the part, and that you've grown ready. You had something happen with your healing in that energy. That's what I'm feeling that. I feel like you're something healed in your side or something that you had done.
I think I did a lot of healing work. I went to a workshop on forgiving. Four or five hours, and I cried the whole way, and then I sat there, and I just purged all the hurt that I had during my lifetime and forgave everyone, and, yeah, it helped me a lot, I think.
When you
and you know what, and yeah.
Huh? Sorry, I was just going to ask her, oh, that's okay. I just was going to ask you, honey, did you feel that in a certain part of your body?
Like a white light?
And whether it was a forgiveness, an emotion that came up, where in your body does that live?
I think in the solar plexus. Because
yeah.
of the fear
so you were
that
shielding.
I yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. I'd see that very clearly, and I think that's what you must be seeing too, Jethro. That moves over to the side.
Yeah.
It's kind
it looks like it's a test of her power. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's a, you know, there's a bright scarlet macaw. Do you know the birds, the macaws?
I have two of them. I had two of them in my 20s. One was the scarlet and one was the blue and yellow.
Yeah. Well, this your scarlet macaw is golly, burning very brightly in color around you.
Oh.
And like her, you are always in a state of becoming. And at times, it will feel as if your path is completely obscured. But
yeah.
She's saying, fear not. Your journey is one of spirit, and the light of your heart's desires can always guide the way. And you need to look at that. And remember that you are, just remember that you're very strong. And
I'm very strong. There are times I walk the beach. I walk the beach, and I'll feel such sacredness, and I'll feel this glory. It's hard to explain. I just want to get to my knees because I don't know what to do because I'm feeling just this holiness and this sacredness, and it's the most beautiful experience that I have. And again, I can't make that happen. It just happens when it happens. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. What beach do you walk on?
I live in Santa Barbara, and I walk on Henry's Beach.
Oh, you do? I used to live in Santa Barbara.
Oh my God. I like Santa Claus Beach, too. It's so clean, and I just love the beaches here. They're beautiful.
Oh, even State Beach is gorgeous, and
it is.
You know, it is so public, but the beaches are beautiful. I miss Santa Barbara very much.
Yeah, there's something about it here. It's like you're in a cove, and I don't know, the beautiful trees everywhere and flowers and beautiful streets, and it's lovely.
Yeah, it's really a divine place. I love it. I lived there several times. In fact, I started writing Medicine Woman in Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Which was my first book.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it must have inspired you. Yeah.
We love you. That guy called Father Time's here, Donna. We love you, sister from Barbara, Santa Barbara. We're going to have to let you go. We got to get ready to give those cards away. I hope you guys went in there. We've got a bunch of names.
Yeah, I went under contacts, and I put my name. But was I supposed to put my email? I didn't put my email. Should I write it again?
Please do. Yeah, and I love you there. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to grab a – we got to be fair here because we're psychic, you know, and everybody's asking us how
– Thank you.
Robert, give us a number.
Donnie, go on my Facebook. Will you? Go to my website. I'd love to talk with you.
Sorry, I love you guys. We've always run out of time. You got to come back, Lynn and Robert. We got more friends and people here. 918-239. You'll get to you later. 705-307-970, and then on down the list. We have 168. Give me a number between 1 and 168, Robert. What number?
39.
Just 39. Give me a little second here. Oh, we've got Agnes Whitehead of South Dakota. Agnes Whitehead, you are the winner, and I will be sending you the Sacred Vision Oracle cards. We want to congratulations. Thank you guys that have come in. We'll be doing some other events. You guys got to come back. I'm going to have to get it. We're going to have you come back around Christmas because we've got all these people now excited about the holidays with these two great people. Thank you. I feel very honored.
It's going to be a wonderful way to celebrate Christmas is with these cards.
Oh, yes.
As gifts, I mean. I wish I could give them to all of you. It would be such a joy.
And there, you guys, if you guys look on there, these cards, you want to get these cards. Give yourself the gift. If you want to do something really good for the holidays, grab on, get yourself a deck of these cards, sit down, start working with them, helping your family, helping others. The joke is it's the gift that keeps giving. I love you guys. Robert, it was nice to meet you. You're a phenomenal man. I feel honored with your artwork. And as always, Lynn, you're the rock doll of all the shaman girls. And I've got to let you guys go. I love you. And we'll see you next time.
Jethro, thank you.
All right, thanks so much, Jethro. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Blessings. And yes,
namaste.
We love you guys. Remember, namaste. Remember, you guys, stay wild. It is the way to be.